Smile 90.4 FM.
Thanks so much. I got to say this again to Ryan Lee Warner, who tagged me in a post a couple of weeks ago saying, "Listen to this," and it was just the hook. It's all everybody got. Really, it was just the hook, and then it made me go into a little bit of a deep dive. And I went and I looked and I researched and I pulled up. I tried to find more music, and I was just really interested and intrigued at this young man's story. And he's in studio with us today, ladies and gents. David Durman.
Good morning. How's it, guys? Thank you.
There he is. So, before we get to this magnificent song, and people are commenting just on the chorus alone, I'm going to play back some of these comments. But tell us about your story. Where are you? Are you Cape Town born and bred? This is your city. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah. Cape Town born and bred. Grew up in Malkbos Strand.
Okay.
Went
to
a Baie Afrikaanse Laar school, but I'm as English as you get. then went to boarding school at Rondebosch Boys.
Yeah.
Straight to university after that in Stellenbosch, and did a couple degrees and
couple, now, a couple,
casual
couple,
yeah. No, I graduated in March.
Congratulations!
Thank you so much. From that day onwards, I've been a professional musician.
Sure,
absolutely loving it.
Because I love that. I love that. There's probably like, listen, you can do what you want to do, David.
Yeah.
Right, but you're going to study.
You need something to fall back on.
The parentals going, yes. You're good. We love you. You're great. You can sing, but you've got to go study. So you've been there, done that. And when did your love? And I guess that you either have it. And people always, when you're asked, when did the love of music begin? I think it's something that you're either born with it or you're not. You know, you're either born with this appreciation for music and this love. Was music played over and over in your house? I mean, were you from a musical family?
Of course, yeah. So my uncle on my dad's side, he lives in Toronto at the moment. He played a huge part in my musical upbringing. Very good vocalist and guitarist. My great-grandfather on my mother's side, he was a professional musician in the Eastern Cape. Very well-respected man.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I mean, primary school, I grabbed a guitar for the first time and started playing. She said it was the song, "She Always Gets What She Wants."
Oh, yeah.
My prime circle.
Prime circle.
Yeah, I played it over and over and over again. And it's still, to this day, it's one of my opening songs whenever I play shows. Mm. But I have to say, it was in grade 8 when I was in hostel, and everyone had to do something at this talent show. And I was like, "Flip, well,
what
I can't dance."
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Grabbed the guitar, and the matrix looked at me and they said, "Sing." And I was dead scared, but it just worked out. And they said, "Well, sing another one."
That's always a good thing.
Yeah,
one more.
And then I just enjoyed it so much. And from then on, the music teachers at Rondebosch were absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Sure, they put me in bands. They put me out of my comfort zone, and that's really where the journey began.
Now, David, I've seen you and heard your covers. And by the way, you've got to follow David on social media as well. And he can, I mean, you really can sing. And, we can see that. We know that.
Yeah.
But it's another thing to be able to be a really good storyteller and a really good artist. Okay. And I've heard you've got one track at the moment that's on Apple Music. But you've really got a good knack of being able to pen thoughts of yours, and then to put it into a company with a really dynamic music thread throughout the course. And I listened to this song, and I think to myself, because I was on a plate, people are like, "Shut up and play the song." I'm going to. But tell us where the inspiration for this song came, because it's such a positive, good vibe song.
I mean, that's exactly what I wanted it to be, especially for my first release. And where it came from was, you know, I thought, okay, this first one, I'm going to speak about what means the most to me. And that's the people around me and the people that kind of make me who I am. And sometimes, I mean, I'm sure I don't know if you've had a conversation with someone where you think, gee whiz, this person, why aren't they out there in the world? They have such a beautiful thought process and their ideas are amazing. And sometimes it takes, I mean, these days you have to put up your hand. And otherwise, if you don't put up your hand, no one's going to see you. And this is my kind of way of being the little voice in their head and saying, get up and go. The world needs you.
So
and it's an inspirational song. And I hope that it can inspire quite a few people who need to put up their hand.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning. Smile 90.4 FM.